The Haynesboro approves Alaska Excursions tour permit. The National Park Service names a new Klondike National Historical Park superintendent. And the Ocean Rangers program may not survive Governor Dunleavy's proposed budget cuts. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. Haynesboro manager Deborah Schnabel approved a permit this week for a canoe tour operated by Alaska Excursions. The tour became a source of controversy last year when a client drowned after a canoe capsized at Glacier Point, a scenic and remote area of the Haynesboro. Henry Leisha has more.
The Haynesboro previously denied Alaska Excursions' application to renew its permit because the canoes used for the tour had not been registered with the state. Earlier this month, Alaska Excursions owner Robert Murphy appealed the decision. During a public hearing on the permit, Murphy told borough manager Deborah Schnabel that he registered the canoes as soon as he was notified that it was a requirement. In her decision, Schnabel wrote that the application was approved because the tour operation complied with Coast Guard regulations and all codified requirements of the Haynesboro. No conditions were set on the permit. However, Schnabel requested that the company notify her of changes to upper management personnel during the operating season. The Glacier Point tour came under scrutiny last year when several former canoe guides criticized Alaska Excursions' safety practices in letters and testimony to the Haynesboro Assembly. Murphy has suggested criticism from former employees was the result of a toxic work environment that developed during the 2017 season. He said that none of the Glacier Point guides from that season were invited back to work for Alaska Excursions. In response to the drowning, Murphy said he overhauled the company's safety practices, installed a cork line above the river where the client drowned, and hired a director of safety and risk management. Murphy was unavailable for comment by the time of broadcast. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.
The Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park in Skagway is seeing some comings and goings. The National Park Service announced today that Jason Taylor will be the new superintendent for the park. Taylor is currently the Regional Chief of Natural Resources for the National Park Service Alaska Region. He has 15 years of government experience between National Park Service and the Bureau of Land Management. Taylor says he considers it an honor to serve the park and is excited to be part of the Skagway community. The National Park Service says they chose Taylor for his leadership skills, commitment to teamwork, and focus on a positive work environment. Taylor and his family live in Anchorage. They plan to arrive in Skagway in mid-April. Meanwhile, the park's historian, Susanna Dowds, will resign from her position effective March 1st. She's also resigning from her role as National Park Service liaison to the Skagway Historic District Commission, effective immediately. The state official overseeing Alaska's cruise ship monitoring program is concerned about losing independent environmental inspectors on cruise ships. That's despite public assurances by officials that the program isn't needed. Haynes local Gershon Cohen worked on the ballot initiative that created the program. The inspectors, known as Ocean Rangers, are on the chopping block as Governor Dunleavy's budget cuts work their way through the legislature. Jacob Resnick reports.
In a recent interview, the State Department of Environmental Conservation's top budget official, Jeff Rogers, laid out the Dunleavy administration's case for removing inspectors from cruise ships. He said his agency has ample access to data from vessels.
And all of that inspection and reporting activity will continue even without those 24/7 on-site observers, the Ocean Rangers.
But those that work in the cruise ship program note that without onboard inspectors, the state's authority to monitor pollution from ships would be limited.
We only have the authority to go on board ships when a sample is being taken while they're discharging.
Ed White heads the DEC's cruise ship monitoring program and has worked with the Ocean Rangers from the beginning. About half of cruise ships that visited Alaska last year had a state wastewater discharge permit, and White expects that to increase this season. He says land-based inspectors can board these vessels without an invitation.
But only to observe their wastewater sampling and their wastewater equipment during that sample.
By contrast, every large cruise ship in Alaska is required to allow an ocean ranger on board. These licensed marine engineers move freely around the vessel to observe operations. In 2018, they were aboard for about two-thirds of the time. If they see a potential problem, they report it to the DEC and the Coast Guard. Last year, they logged 189 alleged environmental violations. The program doesn't cost Alaskans anything. It's funded by the state's cruise ship passenger fee, approved by voters in 2006. Any change to the Ocean Rangers program would require an act of the legislature. No bill has been filed, and White said he and his staff haven't seen any draft language. Gershon Cohen helped author the 2006 ballot initiative that created the program. He said the cruise industry's checkered environmental history in Alaska and elsewhere helped ensure its passage. And with Ocean Rangers continuing to log violations, he's puzzled by the governor's move.
Why the state would want to get rid of a program that only protects our waters from international companies that have a long track record of repeat felonies is beyond me.
But Rogers, DEC's budget official, says there's a broader concern over fairness to the industry.
I think there's a recognition on behalf of the governor that there's no good reason to single out the cruise industry, to ask them to meet a requirement that is different and significantly above and beyond the regulatory requirement that every other industrial permittee has to meet.
The program's $3.8 million has been removed from the governor's proposed budget. But without an act of the legislature, that money can't be redirected, and the program's mandate remains on the books. The state is also constrained by how it can spend funds from cruise ship passenger fees. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org. Or follow the podcast on Stitcher or NPR One.
¿Qué le pasa a Lupita?
No sé.
¿Qué le pasa a Lupita?
No sé.
¿Qué le pasa a esa niña?
No sé.
¿Y qué es lo que quiere?